We had an emergency meeting of the Security Council concerning South Sudan. The council members felt that it was necessary to meet urgently, given the very serious state of affairs in South Sudan. First, I would like to express my condolences and sympathies to the UN peacekeeping officers who died or were injured during their duty. There was one Chinese officer killed and several injured. Some Rwanda officers were also injured. The Security Council condemned in the strongest terms the escalation of fighting and all attacks and provocations against civilians and United Nations. There was a very strong feeling on this point. The Security Council members urged an immediate end to the fighting by all concerned and demanded that President Kiir and First Vice President Machar do their utmost to control their respective forces. The Security Council members stressed that attacks against civilians and UN premises and personnel may constitute war crimes. They also called on and encouraged countries in the region, the African Union Peace and Security Council and the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, continue firmly engaging with South Sudanese leaders to address these crises. The Security Council expressed their readiness to consider enhancing AMIS to better ensure that AMIS and the international community can prevent and respond to violence in South Sudan. There was a very strong feeling in the Security Council that it was a very urgent situation and that we need to work very urgently and strongly to try to better the situation.
Are there particular countries that are being looked at in terms of providing additional peacekeepers to UNMISS?
Well, we don't name names, but as you know, as I have said, the regional countries are urged to be helpful, and how it happens, of course, is yet to be seen.
Discussions of an actual arms embargo or of limiting the use of attack helicopters or other heavy weapons?
I think tonight the discussion was centered on the immediate things, immediate actions to be taken.
If you don't mind, I'd like to ask a question on DPRK. Is the Council discussing a statement in response to the latest missile launch?
This was not the subject of discussion this evening anyway.